So you're not up on my fucking dick.
That's recorded.
Is it?
Yep. That's its new ringtone.
Hey, Greg.
Yeah?
I am looking out your window into the windows of your neighbors.
I know, but you know I never see anything.
Yeah, it's like the curtains are drawn, the blinds are drawn. Wait a second.
Have you ever shut the lights off and stood here and just waited for
something? I have. I actually have.
I did it for
10 minutes and I was like, this is so fucking creepy. And it's not working.
Like, have you been caught? Because normally if somebody like closes the blinds and closes everything up nice and tight, it's because they've been seen before.
No. Maybe they do it because I fully walk around in here, fully lit, totally naked.
That's like most constantly. Likely what it is, yeah.
I'm probably the naked dude to them.
Yep.
Probably. Because I don't give it. I don't care.
Yeah. No, I was at a client's house, and they were telling me how they're, like, looking out their balcony. They're up on a big building.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, oh, yeah, and by the way, like, down there, that's, like, they're totally the naked people. And they were talking about how, a couple weeks prior, they had friends over, and they said, they pointed out, oh, those are the naked people. And at that moment, blinds were open. Woman walks forward, takes robe off, totally naked.
Oh, my God.
And they were like, oh, my God.
It's happening.
And then she looked up.
No.
And saw them.
No, man.
And they did the reflex, which was duck.
Duck.
Yeah, oh, I mean, you know what I mean? It's like, so that's, you can't do the reflex.
You know what the reflex should be?
Point over there.
Wave.
No, not wave.
Hello.
Thumbs up.
No.
I like your style, kid.
Thumbs up.
You know
up.
What? Whatever you're doing, stay on the train.
Keep it up. You look great. I mean, I have sheer blinds, too. These blinds are totally probably see-through from
the outside, right? They're irrelevant.
A little while ago, you opened the blinds up for us.
Because you said you were hot.
I am hot. Is
that
supposed to
let
more air in?
I don't even know why you have those. They do nothing.
No, they do, man.
They do.
It's like
they soften the
room. It's like a frosting of, you know what I mean? It's like a frost.
A frosting of the light.
Frosting of the light.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean.
It cools it down.
Yeah, you know what I mean.
Yeah, you're right. What are we doing here?
Why are we here? You guys, I don't want to do the show anymore.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Shy Show.
Okay. Too late to quit now.
It is. We're already in.
My name is Brian Gerard. I'm alongside Gregory Hoyt.
Hi.
Oh, hey. Good evening.
The Naked Man.
Ladies.
And Robert Scheid.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen.
If you ever want to see me naked, ladies, you know where to find me.
Yep. Right in your apartment.
That's
right. Through the window.
That's right, girls.
I got to tell you.
Set up a grandstand.
Uh-huh.
Proper nutrition is important.
Mm-hmm. What are you experiencing right now?
Lack fatigue.
Why?
Is it nutrition or is it hydration?
You're not on one of your fasts again, are you?
No. I'm staying straight on the mark. I just realize I can't seem to get out of being tired.
In general, in your
in
life?
In general.
You've been talking about this for years, bro.
And I'm wondering...
You're not are you exercising?
No.
You drinking water? Enough water?
No.
You getting enough sleep?
No.
All right. Okay. Is this
are you meditating
what
ever?
What could possibly be wrong?
No.
Okay. You ever pray or, you know...
No, don't worry about that.
So, Robert.
All right, I get it.
So what are you saying? So you're saying water, exercise, and praying is necessary for...
It's not eat, pray, love.
Oh.
It's
eat, sleep.
Drink.
Exercise.
What kind of exercise, dude?
Yeah.
What kind of exercise?
Yeah.
Just get your heart rate up, really, is what it is. It can be anything. It can be
sit-ups.
And what does that do? That's
the blood flowing. It gets your body going.
It actually maintains your metabolism.
Right.
And once your metabolism tanks, then you don't have any energy anymore, and it all converts to fat.
That's right.
So, yeah.
What's
that
the
metabolism
best?
Burns the energy. Get you going. Yeah. Yeah. Like that.
What's the best workout you could do?
Want me to tell you my workout?
Oh, no.
It's not the best workout you could do.
It's walk around naked. Flex your pecs
into
the window.
What do you do?
Okay. Thank you, Brian. I do the old school workout.
Vintage Americana workout.
Which is what? Sitting on...
He goes out into the yard and picks up some boulders.
Throw them around. Build a wall. No, I do... Let's see. Sit-ups. I used to have this exercise ball that blew up on me yesterday, by the way. It exploded.
So you did the
sit-ups
on the
sit-ups
on
the exercise ball.
Okay.
And then I do... So I do like 100 of those.
Hmm.
Then I do 25 to 50 push-ups, reps, you know, as much as I can. And then I have these 25-pound arm weights. I hold them by my side and do crunches on the sides.
Standing crunches?
60 of those, side to side, and then a bunch of curls. And then I hike. I ride my bike. Walking and hiking are like the best exercise that you can do. Yeah. Better than running, because running messes up your knees.
Just so you know, everybody who's listening, Brian, while listening to this regimen, looks exhausted.
Sounds so much.
Yeah.
It's not, by the way, that exercise, the whole like sit-ups, push-ups, and crunches and curls takes maybe a half hour, maybe tops. Do it in my apartment.
What's with this whole craze? I think the problem is the idea of going to a gym is tough for
me. Yeah, but that's why
you don't need to go to a gym.
That's why I have it in my apartment.
Greg doesn't go to a gym.
Ever. I never have.
I understand.
And look at his.
I understand.
No, so don't look at there. But, you know, there are a lot of people who are successful.
Look at how
it's small, but it's thin. It will never get bigger in your apartment or anywhere, really.
I try to work it out.
What's with this CrossFit trend that's going on?
I think it's just to make it exciting.
Hang on. Oh, sorry, my phone is... My phone is vibrating. I need to turn it off.
That's all right. Yeah, it's okay. CrossFit is... what?
Hold up. I have like three new voicemail from Tobias in the last few minutes. Producer.
To who?
The guy that wants to do the producing of the show, Tobias.
He's still...
What do you mean wants to do the producing?
Well,
I thought he is producing.
Trying to... Well, I don't know, but...
Have you been talking to him about this? Because you're supposed to us before you talk to him.
Well,
so
he keeps calling me, so he's leaving me all these fucking voicemails.
You're not making any promises with him, are you?
No, I'm not. He just keeps calling
me.
So the
message.
I've been ignoring his phone calls. He's been leaving these extensively long... Hold on. I'll just play one.
Greg, hey, it's Tobias, great voicemail, very professional. Listen, I'm heading down to San Onofre, just had to get out of town. I'm going to grab a Mai Tai, do a little longboarding, chill out, looking forward to it. Well, we got to talk Sideshow. I've got a few booking ideas, need to run them by you and then firm things up. So give me a call, shoot me a text, hit me up on Facebook. Okay, adios.
He got the name of the show right. So that's
yeah, that's good. That's an improvement.
That is a big improvement.
So what are these things that he wants to get?
Shade show.
I don't know what he. I don't know. Hold on.
The shade. He was calling it the shade.
There's another one.
He just left.
What's up, man? I'm pretty much in San Onofre, still on the freeway.
So it's like 1 minute later.
I'm trying to find a way to connect and make it a little bit easier. Should I even be talking to you about bookings? I need to firm this up because people are interested. I got this great astrologer I want to bring on. Who I met at a wedding, and she's awesome. And there, of course, you know, there's the Gypsy Band. There's, of course, the Indian Talent.
Did you say band?
Should I be talking to Rob? I mean, he was a nice guy, but I don't even know, is he producing this thing? Who do I talk to make sure he's people on there? And I need to talk to you or someone about the format because it's just a little too long right now. Online.
This is some...
And, there's all kinds of stuff, man. It's hard to find the Sideshow when you Google it. At first I was doing SHEID. I left the C out. Nothing pops up. You guys need to have something in place because a lot of people don't know there's the silent C.
Oh, my God.
It's not really silent.
I don't want to leave all this on a voicemail, but we need to talk. And Rob's nice. He just seems relaxed.
Oh.
Like, I don't know if he wants move forward with a lot of this stuff. The format needs to be shorter. I want to firm everything up. And we got to talk soon. I think you guys are recording tonight, so we should touch base before then. I want to start implementing this, and you guys are all enthusiastic and cool, you know, to talk with. But when it comes to business, get a different vibe. All right, man, I'm going surfing. Talk to you soon.
Why is he lecturing us about business and then
he's going surfing?
All right.
Yeah.
It seems like he's on bath salts. Doesn't it seem like he's like
it
on bath
does.
Salts
he's,
or something?
He works wedding events.
And finds...
Or
and,
photography.
Yeah,
I like the idea.
Astrologer
I like the
great.
Idea of the astrologer.
But if you... Here's
the deal. Here's my opinion. I say we give him... You know, I said this before. I think we give him a shot of, like, if you want to book guests and try to make this a bigger profile show for us, I think we should do it. I don't necessarily like the idea of him kind of undercutting Robert.
Poor Robert. Well, are you hurt by the words that he's saying on these voicemails?
He could barely pronounce my name before, so I'm not really hurt.
That's an improvement.
Yeah, it is an improvement.
He remembers your name.
Well, that is another improvement. So
he called you Relax. I've never, ever thought of you as a relaxed human being.
What do you not consider once. Me? That's a good question.
I don't consider you relaxed.
You don't consider me at all. I thought you were
relaxed.
Saying, I don't
No. I totally consider you all the time. Whatever the opposite of relaxed is what I would consider
pent up?
You. Yes.
High strung?
Anxious.
Yes. Anxious.
No. What?
Anxious, but it's because we know he has the shadow, right? The shadow lurks.
The shadow knows.
Yeah.
I
think because we know that there's a shadow, that's why I see you and I'm like, he's not relaxed.
Interesting.
There's a coiled up little rascal in there.
Unfurl the little rascal.
Well, look, I don't have a problem with him bringing guests in and having a show to you know, try it out. We'll give him one.
And see what happens.
No, we can't just do one. You got to give him a couple.
But don't tell him that.
He's calling me a lot, though, guys. He's calling me like four or five times a
day. All right, well, you're the main point man for this.
Yeah, but he's calling me four or five times a day. I don't even want to do this show anymore. How many fucking times do I have to quit the show? And then I got this guy who's a buddy of mine, but he's taking it, you know. It's just
nobody's quitting anything.
You're not allowed to.
Why can't I?
Because you signed your name in blood.
I never signed anything.
Actually, you did.
No, I didn't.
Remember that day? It was early on while we were recording. You got the nosebleed.
Yeah.
I said, here, wipe your nose with this.
Yeah, and then what, you took my blood?
No, that was a contract. You signed
it. You signed it with your
blood. I had you wipe in a very specific spot.
Smashed blood is not a signature.
It worked back in the day. You just mark with an X.
That's true.
Yeah.
Do you think everyone's ass was, like, sealed shut with poop back in the day?
Yeah.
Because it was so dirty?
Okay, let's talk about poop for a second.
Okay.
There's a video going around talking about how our sitting on the toilet, that particular angle of sitting, is actually bad for us. That we are genetically designed to poop squatting. And so the angle in which our legs are positioned and everything, for the way everything happens and comes out, is actually really bad for our colons.
Oh, great.
The way it is right now. So at the end of this video, they talk about how, look, here's a squatting stool. And it's this thing that it just basically, you put it under your feet, you still sit on the toilet, and it raises your feet up. That's it. Hmm. And it gets you into this particular angle for better.
For better pushing.
Defecation, yeah.
God.
No pushing is necessary.
What are you talking
about?
You're
supposed to just fall out?
Oh, and by the way, that's a question. No, yeah, for me, no pushing is necessary.
That's a lie.
That's insane.
No.
What are you, Jesus Christ?
You've
been reincarnated?
About?
That's insane.
No, what do you mean? No pushing is necessary.
Yeah, whatever, dude.
Everyone pushes.
I don't need to push.
All right.
Oh,
whatever.
Really?
And by the way, yeah,
walk
for me,
on water too.
Yeah, whatever, dude. Yeah. Let's make water into wine.
You know,
slice.
Maybe you should change your angle. That's all I'm saying. All
right.
That's what she said. Angle. And I did, and everything worked out. That doesn't make sense for my argument.
Unless you pooped on her.
All right.
Why would you ever do that? I'm not John Mayer.
CrossFit.
Did he do that?
Oh, he
what
does
he
that
do?
With everybody. John Mayer is a total deviant. You guys never heard the stories?
That he poops on his women? Okay.
Poor Jennifer.
Anyway.
Poor Katie.
Taylor.
Poor Lindsay. Poor Taylor.
Poor okay. Jessica.
Wow. Those
Jessica
are all...
Simpson, he called sexual napalm.
Yeah.
Why?
Because she must have been, like, lighting an entire forest on fire when he... I mean, it must have been good sex. If you call someone sexual napalm, that's not a
diss. Is that a positive thing?
I'm thinking that's a negative thing.
Because I'm imagining the kids who are running towards the black... You know, in the black and white picture, and they're screaming, and their clothes have burnt off them.
I would think of... If someone said, I'm sexual napalm, I'd be like, awesome. That's my
I'm thinking sexually transmitted disease.
What?
Yeah, burning genitalia. That's what I think.
No, yeah, because it's been so good and we've done it for so long and
that you've got this really strange drip to last for a while.
No, man, I was taking it to mean that it was really good.
Okay, well, why don't you give her a call?
Yeah, she's probably she does all right. That girl.
She's a billionaire.
CrossFit.
Yeah, do you recommend it?
I recommend you go with something simple.
What is CrossFit?
I don't know. It's this new trend where everyone just kind of...
Why don't you jump off the trends and the cleanses and the reset fucking programs and just start working out? Why don't you just start doing some push-ups in the morning and start with that instead of signing up for CrossFit?
Greg. Can I talk to you for a second?
What?
Sidebar. What you just said there, the way you pitched it, that was more of like pitching another trend for him. So
just working out?
Yeah. Because that's your workout plan. It's your trend.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm just saying, make it sound normal.
Hey, guys.
Yeah. Hey, what?
I'm right here.
Okay.
Yeah.
I do 60 push-ups every morning when I wake up.
I don't believe you.
Yeah.
I don't believe you.
Five sets of 12 within the first 12 minutes of waking up.
I don't believe you.
All right, 15 minutes.
That's too fast.
I don't believe you.
My recommendation? Slow. Slower is better.
You don't believe me?
No, I don't believe you.
Ask my roommate.
You live with someone?
Yeah.
Who?
My roommate.
Boy or girl?
Girl.
CrossFit. You know, CrossFit, if you've never seen it, is actually where they do all sorts of things like
teamwork.
Push-ups to, you know,
you know
pull-ups.
Why Greg doesn't like CrossFit?
I'm going to finish this statement, and then you can be indignant. Hang on one second. They take tires, and they lift them, move them. They do lifts
and
stuff.
Are they mechanics?
And,
are they at a body shop? Are they helping people change
their oil?
Tire
just happens to be in the gym.
Oh, okay.
But this is also competitive, too.
Oh.
So they'll get together as a team, and then they try as a team to get a particular score, like a team score.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not necessarily competing against other people individually. It's teams.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes,
go ahead. You can be angry now.
You know why Greg doesn't like CrossFit?
Please tell me.
Because it's a team sport. He's not a team player.
Oh, my God.
Wow. What do you think about that, Greg?
An amazing thing to say.
Really?
Yeah. I'm not a team player.
You're admitting that?
No. I'm just being stupid.
I see. Yeah.
I was just kidding. But it's kind of true.
You know, I think Greg has a really good point.
I don't think Greg could do CrossFit. You know why?
Why?
It's a team sport.
Okay. Yeah. That's the same joke, just
making
rephrased.
Same joke.
I'm just kidding. That doesn't make any sense. Greg is the captain of every team when it's just him.
Once again, same joke, same rephrased. Joke. A little better that time, but...
That actually had some sort of punchline.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Robert, you were going to say Greg had a point, maybe. You were going to say that.
Yeah, I guess I'll continue with that. Greg had a point.
Yeah,
Greg had a point
what?
About just getting started.
Yeah, just do it.
I think sometimes, you know, you could have such a... You build up such a plan in front of you. I got to do this, and then I got to do that. I can't do this until I do that. And
right.
I can't do... Just do it. Just start. Do anything. You know, it's those people who are hesitant to go, I got to get that membership
what
to
is
the gym.
It? What's that?
Go for a walk.
What's that syndrome called where I can't do this till I do this?
Down syndrome.
No, don't think that's it at all. No. Procrastinator. That's
I can't do this until I have this.
Because you're a procrastinator.
I can't do that till I get this.
What are you, OCD?
Down syndrome.
No.
It's Down syndrome.
That's the same thing that Greg said, and it's not any better the second time.
Mm.
No.
So what you're saying
I don't think it's a syndrome.
No, you're procrastinating.
I think you're just waiting, like, you're like, if once I get this, then I will.
Yeah, once I get this handled, I'll go and do this.
Yeah.
As opposed to carving out the time and being like...
I'm going to go do this.
Greg, it's just like, hey, I'm going to go on that vacation.
Right.
Once
exactly.
I do that. Yeah, you're living that world, aren't you, Greg?
Well,
the vacation that you're going on.
I've done better.
Did you go on a vacation?
Yeah, I went home. Remember
that's...
You, but that was different. You have to understand the way that I attacked that vacation, that time home, I attacked it as if it was a vacation.
Okay.
As opposed to, like, just going home and hanging out.
Right.
I was like, I'm having it.
Somebody's at the door.
Get it.
No, I'm not going to get it. It's your door.
Oh, hi, Louise.
Oh, Louise.
I've missed you.
Who?
Robert.
Louise, how did you know I was here?
How are you feeling?
I'm good. I'm
was
good.
He, were you sick,
How
Robert?
Are you
no.
feeling?
I'm totally he seems...
fine. I made use of a pair of pants.
Oh.
Wow, those have leopard print.
Just like your pants. Listen, thank you. Thank you.
Matching pantalones.
Yes. I think I'm good. You know what? I'll take them. I'll put them aside.
Las blusas, las sin misma pantalones.
I don't speak whatever that is.
In Spanish.
Spanish. Listen, thank you so much for stopping by. We're recording a podcast. We got to go.
Mi amor.
I'm sorry?
En tu studia, mamos.
Not sure what that means, but I know what the
Luis,
first part
I'm just
meant.
Gonna... shut the door in your face slowly, because we just got to get back to the podcast.
Sorry.
And bring the soup. Bring that soup that you have here that you left by the door. Just bring that down the stairs, too. Just bring it back into your apartment.
Because
it's been sitting out here for a week, and it's really hot. So just take it, because it smells like bad chicken noodle soup. Okay, we're going to shut the door.
Okay.
Take that soup. Take the soup. Take the soup. Take the soup. Take the soup.
You're encouraging her to bring food?
No, I'm not. I'm discouraging her to bring food. She just keeps leaving different types of soup at my door with a card that says, Robert only. And every time I try to pick it up to throw it away, she opens the door down the fucking hall and yells, don't touch.
Hmm.
Wow. I wonder if she does CrossFit.
Absolutely not.
Mm.
Probably
she
not.
She barely
I bet she works
her
out.
Apartment.
I bet she just works
she
out like a normal
good
person.
Shape. Why don't you just work out a little bit, B? You could take some walks in the morning.
Yeah, just get up a little earlier, take some walks. I've been working a lot lately. I think that's a brilliant.
That's the bigger reason.
Out,
that is the bigger reason.
I think
to,
that's a
to work
yeah,
out.
I agree.
With the meditation that I'm doing, which is twice a day, 20 minutes a day.
Yeah.
Talk about I'll do that when that had to go out the window as far as that was concerned because every day there's tons of reasons not to do it. Before we got
that's
together
life.
Here.
Yeah. That's life. I mean, you have so many of those things that you put on the back burner with these, you know, you have to go past this one thing before you can do this other thing.
Yeah.
And next thing you know, you're 70 years
planet.
Old and
and you haven't done anything
checking
that you
out.
Wanted to.
You're on Virgin Galactic, you got your ticket and you're going into space.
That's and right. you're and it's a one-way ticket and you're like, Branson, this is my stop. I'm getting out. Put me out there.
Right.
Branson!
Right in the
put
middle,
me out there.
Right in the middle of the space.
Open the door. Open the door. Right. I'm going out.
As you wish.
I didn't think this was supposed to.
Welcome to Virgin Galactic. Welcome to Virgin Galactic. Please close the door. Door sealed.
Branson,
Branson,
this is Houston.
Engaging rockets.
Branson,
rocket one.
There seems to have been a pressure change, Branson. Is everything okay?
Terminating radio contact.
Branson.
On behalf of Robert Shine and Greg Cohen and Brian Gerard, we're the Shine Show.
Branson.
Firing rocket line.
Branson. Branson. Branson.
All these kinds of places make it seem like it's been ages. And tomorrow's sun with buildings scrape the sky. I love this country dearly. I can feel the ladder clearly. But I never thought I'd be alone to try.